Hi, 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 and welcome to Shift Talking. So, okay, here's another daily dose of your Shift RX. This is all about boundaries as promised. And here's what I need you to know about setting boundaries. And if you are somebody like me previously who didn't know how to, or felt really gross, or felt really bad, and didn't want to disappoint others, what we need to focus on is the fact that not setting boundaries is basically just people pleasing. And while I know that a lot of people put a cute little spin on people pleasing because I'm helping other people and I just want them to get their best and la da da. No, what we need to understand about people pleasing is that it is manipulation. I'm going to stay quiet here on purpose for a second. When I realized this fact that people pleasing is just manipulation, it opened up a whole other realm of reality for me because we don't want to view ourselves in that way, right? Like those of us who are people pleasers, we don't want to ever feel like we are presenting this way or doing these things in an attempt to alter somebody else's view, but that's what we're doing. Very rarely are we doing things because we actually want to for other people? That's not people pleasing. That is just showing up as a good partner, friend, sibling, whatever. When we're talking about people pleasing, this is doing what other people ask of us to please them while it sacrifices us. So if we are going to continue in this, we have to see that we are manipulating their perception of us. We are manipulating their view of us so that we feel better, not them. Right? Like they may be getting what it is that they want and or need, but we are doing it so that they view us in a way that we want and or need. So before we even talk about boundaries, that is something that we have to radically accept as truth. This is what I see time and time again with the couples that I work with, is that in the beginning, they show up one type of way for their partner. They're super amenable. Yes, of course, anything you want. Oh, you don't like that? Sure, let me change it. Whatever this is, yes, dear, no, sir, yes, sir, whatever it is that you want, whatever this looks like. And then eventually, because we can't fucking fake it forever and then we become resentful of our partners, we end up in this position where we resent our partner for letting us do that. We resent the other for letting us people please them and them not telling us that it was okay not to. And then we just lose the plot entirely. So, when we're talking about boundary setting, we need to focus on the fact that if I haven't been setting boundaries so that other people view me better, we have to realize that when I set boundaries, they will view me poorly. And the reason, one of the main reasons why they are going to start to view me poorly is because I have conditioned them to not expect this version of me. I have conditioned them to be okay with me self-sacrificing and not knowing that I was sacrificing at all. So we manipulated their perception of me. And then later on, when I push up against this and I want to change something, I'm upset with them because they won't let me, because they don't like it, because they're holding me back, because they're not supportive. When in reality, I manipulated them into viewing me in this type of way. I manipulated them and conditioned them to expect this version of me, to think that this version of me is the real version of me when I have been lying and deceiving them all along. And when I had this realization, when I was finally willing to see it, that is when everything changed for me and when I stopped being willing to people please. Because it was no longer out of like these good, altruistic, beautiful intentions that I had deceived myself into believing that they were. And instead, I had to see them for what they really are. So I hope that this gives you permission to stop people pleasing and instead follow your intuition and do what feels right and feels what's best for you. So now that we've gotten through that, right, let's go into boundaries. Boundaries are oftentimes used as control instead of asserting a limit. We use them really poorly when we say, you're not allowed to yell at me. No, they're allowed to do whatever the fuck they want within reason, right? Like based on the law and all of that, let that take care of that. But in reality, they're allowed to yell at you. You do not have to tolerate it, and that is the difference. When we tell other people how they have to act so that I can feel comfortable, within reason, you guys, please, this is not abusive situations. Like, I know some of y'all will listen to this and try to pick it apart and be like, well, actually, no. I'm never talking about abusive relationships here or ever in this podcast. When I'm talking about within these parameters, this is what I'm talking about is within like typical, quote unquote, like mostly healthy relationships, not abuse in any way, shape, or form. If you need that support, please get it. Reach out to me. I'll help you go get where you're needing to go. But like, this is not for you. And when we are telling other people what they need to do so that I can feel comfortable, that is control. That is not a boundary. When I am telling other people that when they act in this way, this is what I will do as a result of it, that is a boundary. Example, I work in anger management, right? So when I'm in a client session, if that client chooses to yell at me, they are allowed to. I will not be telling them, you are not allowed to yell at me. I will be telling them, I'm not okay being yelled at. If you continue, I will be leaving the room and ending the session. And it's a fine distinction between there, right? Like it's a fine line between the two, but we have to be able to see the difference. A lot of people disguise control as boundary when really that's not at all the case. So for us who are uncomfortable with other people being mad at us, uncomfortable with other people disliking us, we have to recognize that setting the boundary is not the hard part. Trying to figure out what words to use or what boundary to set is not the hard part. The hard part of setting boundaries is sitting with the discomfort that they will have with us, the upset that they will have with us, the disdain that they will have with us. That is the hardest part above all. And then continuing to sit with that and in that time and time and time again, when they push up against the boundary or you see them the next time and it's awkward, nobody knows how to act, right? Like that is the hardest part about setting a boundary. So if we are recognizing that setting boundaries is not control, we also have to see that in the true sense of boundaries, they are gates, not walls. Control is a wall. It's this or nothing, right? Boundaries are gates. I can still see through it. I just place a limitation on what can get in as easily and what I will keep out forcefully, right? And that's where this is. We don't set boundaries to control other people, manipulate other people, or make them feel like shit. We don't set boundaries to keep people away from us. We set boundaries for the most part so that I can keep people close to me. I set boundaries so that I can maintain a good, healthy, helpful, mutually respectful, reciprocal relationship with you without sacrificing me or you. I set these so that I can keep you close, so that we can maintain this relationship. But if I don't set this, one of us will continue taking and the other one will continue giving until at some point the giver stops giving. And if I'm a people pleaser, that's going to be me. And then I'm going to resent you and I'm going to be mad at you. I'm going to present it like shit, probably as a force of, you know, as a form of control. And then everything goes to shit. So when we're talking about boundaries, the number one rule is that if what you're saying to them is a boundary, is actually telling them how to behave, it is not a boundary. It is control. If somebody else is telling you that they have a boundary, that means that you have to act different and it has nothing to do with what they will do in those situations, you are being controlled or attempted to be controlled, right? There's a massive difference between these. And when we set boundaries, we have to be willing to follow them through, right? If you don't like the way that your partner or friend drives when you're in the car, right? They're reckless, whatever this is. You don't tell them drive more safely. I mean, of course, please do that. And if they refuse to, then your boundary isn't to tell them that they need to drive more safely and that's a boundary for you. Your boundary is that I do not get into vehicles with people who are acting reckless and putting me in any sort of danger. So I will either get out of the car now or I will no longer drive with you. These are the boundaries that we set, right? I will not be called out of my name. I will not be yelled at. I will not tolerate being spoken to in XYZ way. When that happens, this is what I'm going to do about it, right? There's a massive difference and we need to be able to recognize what this is. Okay, that's quick and dirty boundaries. If you have any questions, follow-ups, I will be doing way more content around this, but this is your Shift RX. So this is your empowerment, one shift at a time. Stay steady, take your dose, and I will see you next time.